take a deep breath, take the higher road. That's what they always say, as if they know the way. They won't take it from me. But don't ever doubt yourself, it's life ain't just a dream. You make your own, so kick and scream. The people move alike with a never-ending force. You never had the chance, so what you waiting for? The day has come, my friend, cause this is war.
Hello and welcome to part two of my three-part series on the Replatform Vegas event, where we explore the transformative power of building a parallel freedom economy. In a world where traditional economic structures often stifle innovation and restrict individual growth, the emergence of a freedom economy offers a refreshing alternative. This parallel economy serves as a fertile ground for individuals to unleash their entrepreneurial spirit, pursue their passions, and create boundless opportunities for themselves and others. Imagine a world where creativity, innovation, and collaboration reign supreme, where individuals are no longer constrained by outdated norms and can chart their own path to success. The freedom economy represents a paradigm shift in how we approach economic systems, emphasizing empowerment and self-determination. By embracing principles of entrepreneurship and embracing the culture of collaboration within this dynamic ecosystem, we open doors to a future brimming with possibilities. The freedom economy is not just a concept. It is a movement towards a more equitable and prosperous society where everyone has the chance to thrive. Join us this next hour as we delve deeper into the importance of nurturing a parallel freedom economy and how it can shape a brighter, more inclusive future for all. Together, we envision a world where individuals are empowered to realize their full potential, where innovation knows no limits, and where opportunities abound for those bold enough to seize them. This is the promise of the freedom economy, and it is a promise worth pursuing. You're listening to Nurses Out Loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nurse Kimberly Overton. Before we get started today, I do want to encourage our listeners, if you have questions or comments, or perhaps you want to share your own experiences with what you're seeing on the front lines of healthcare, you can now submit those to us directly at nurses@americaoutloud.com. We will be featuring your questions and comments every Friday on a special Q&A episode with the nurses. We encourage all of you to engage in the battle and find your voice in this fight. But until you are able to do that, we will continue to be that voice for you. In part two of this three-part series, I continue to bring you my coverage from the Replatform event in Las Vegas, Nevada, to explore the boundless possibilities of the parallel freedom economy and embrace a future where economic liberation and prosperity are within reach for all who dare to seize it. Together, we can unlock the true potential of human ingenuity and creativity in building a world where freedom, opportunity, and progress intersect harmoniously. Replatform was a three-day conference and business expo aimed at connecting freedom-oriented entrepreneurs, investors, and consumers. It united inventors, banks, payment systems, hackers, farmers, and developers to craft real products that work around the incompetence, stagnation, and censorship in corporate America. This groundbreaking conference was brought forth by the same team behind Defeat the Mandates. They united social conservatives, red pill progressives, people of faith, classical liberals, libertarians, and populists to dismantle the mandate system all across America. Now they are reimagining the same coalition to create a superior, more innovative parallel economy. In this continuation episode, I feature interviews with two more conference speakers, board-certified functional medicine practitioner and founder of Restored Identity, Amy Elihim, as well as comedian, freedom fighter, and entrepreneur, JP Sears. Enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, so I am back here live at the Replatform event in Vegas, and I am coming to get back today with some live interviews I've got with me today, Amy Elihim. She is with Restored Identity. She is the founder of Restored Identity, which is an organic herbal kosher supplement company. She is a board certified functional medicine practitioner and a 20-year veteran of the healthcare industry. So I'm really excited to talk to her today and find out a little bit more about her company. Amy, welcome. Thanks for stopping in and talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So if you will just tell my listeners a little bit about you, your background, and what got you or inspired you to find or to start Restored Identity.
Yeah, so I actually started out with a degree in psychology, which then led me to wanting to go to nursing school because I had a father who was very ill my whole life. So I really wanted to learn that side so I could cure him and figure out, you know, oh, how can I get my dad well? And then, of course, after 10 years in that and you're just seeing no results, I kind of switched over to the holistic part of it, started making my own products, my own skincare, my tooth powder and things like that. And then right before the pandemic happened, I actually was all just kind of came full circle, and I stumbled across that verse in Genesis 1:29 where it says that God gave us every seed bearing plant there was for food. And I was like, I don't know, it just kind of stopped for me in a second. I'm like, that's been my missing piece. Because I too, at the age, you know, 4 years ago, I was walking with a cane. I had to have a cane to walk. I had COS, diabetes, or not diabetes, insulin resistance. I had, you know, anxiety, depression, IBS. I mean, the list goes on. Hormone disruption, Hashimoto's, messed up thyroid. So I was like, there's no way that I can go the rest of my life feeling like this. I've got to do something about it. So I went down the rabbit hole of cleansing my body. And, you know, like the first few months were really rough because at the time I didn't know, like, oh, you should open your pathways first. Oh, you should remove the heavy metals before you go after parasites. So my first like 3 months were very rough for me. And then when I got to 6 months of cleansing, I looked back and I was no longer using a cane. I had no inflammation left in my body. I was down 15 pounds. And all these things were really starting to come together, but I was still passing parasites at 6 months. So I kept going. And I went one full year out of 11 months, I stopped passing parasites. So if you can think, you know, at 34 years, all of those years, 11 straight months of parasites coming out. And then at the end of 1 year, I looked back and I had no clue who that woman was a year prior because I was completely restored, hence Restored Identity. And then I just made it my mission. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take everything that I did for myself and I'm going to put it into custom kits so that people can heal themselves too. And that's how we got here today.
And are these kits based on what a disease you have or what issue?
No. So they're actually like,
are they individualized to the, that's what we do at Remnants. We like to individualize because, you know, there's no one size fits all in healthcare.
Well, there isn't a one size fits all. So there are herbs that work for all different types of body systems. So the first thing we do is it doesn't matter who you are, what disease you have to open the pathways in your body. So we have a kit that literally does that. It opens every pathway in your body, your colon, your heart, your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder. So that when you do start cleansing, all of that's opened up and you're ready to go.
Yeah, that's so important. And I've gone to your website and I'm going to make sure that I put that in the links to my show notes. It's so much information, great educational resources there. And I love that you have so much of that available for the public who is really looking for information that isn't or that's trustworthy because, you know, most people will only look at information from the CDC, FDA, which we know that it's captured and really not information that's trusted.
Yeah, that's one reason I ended up getting into herbal supplements too, was because I was looking at the backs of these ingredients and I'm like, why do we have silicone dioxide? Why do we have anti-caking agents in our herbal supplements? Like completely unnecessary. So every single one of our products, there's absolutely no fillers. You're just getting herbs and a vegetable capsule.
Because there's a lot of supplements, you really have to be, over supplementation is an issue as well. And you have to look at the ingredients of what is in these things because there are garbage supplements out there. So that's a real issue. And that's something that I try to shine light on out here because people, you know, especially if they're coming out of the allopathic system, they're very confused. They're lost. They're looking for someplace to go. They're looking for somebody that they can trust. And so it's really, really important to be vigilant and research your information that you're going to. So thank you for the information you put out there. I think it's great. You were talking about all of these different illnesses that you had, and I've noticed that most of your functional medicine practitioners are all people that healed themselves because they were just miserably failed by our medical system. You know, they were abandoned by their medical system. Autoimmune especially is something that it's very difficult to treat. It usually takes on average 5 years to get an autoimmune diagnosis, and then they don't really know how to treat them, these MDs. So I've noticed that most of our functional medicine practitioners are people who have been sick, got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and healed themselves, and then made it their mission to share with the world, which is what you're doing. And I think that's absolutely incredible. Like I was sharing with you, I just received my functional medicine certification as well, and I am trying to get on the road to getting myself into a healthier and happier place because these last 3 years have been, as you might imagine, or 4 years now.
Yes, I know, it's
Isn't
crazy. It's
it
flew by.
crazy to think it's been 4 years? But you mentioned all of these different illnesses, and I'm thinking as I sit here as an ICU nurse that, you know, it's all the classic hits, right? But I've really gotten to the point, and when I got into nursing, I was very pro-vaccine my entire life and my entire nursing career. And I really had to start asking myself difficult questions over the last 4 years. Like, why was I so pro-vaccine? And the simple answer, and it's one that I'm very, very ashamed to admit, is because I was told to be. Nurses don't receive any education on, or I take that back. The only education that we receive on vaccines as nurses is safe, effective, and necessary, and that's it. And people might be surprised to learn that doctors receive little more than that. So I don't know what your position is on vaccines. I've gotten to the point, like I say all the time, I didn't come into this fight anti-vax, but I am sure as hell leaving that way. I'm leaving that way.
I would definitely say I am not for them. There's just absolutely no scientific evidence, reason for anything to as why we should be injecting aluminum, all of these toxics, MSGs, DNA from animals and aborted, like that it doesn't even make sense. And when you like, if vaccines were safe and effective, we would not have an entire database dedicated to collecting information on people who have died or have
Oh,
illnesses.
and to your point about the VAERS database, which there's plenty on the VAERS database, but like let's keep in mind that that's 1% reporting, and it's so drastically underreported. So when you look at it, you can really see how catastrophic it is when you think about the death, devastation, disability that we're seeing. It's horrific, and like I said, I had never really done the research. We always just implicitly trusted, you know, that those who were charged with doing these stuff, that they were doing their due diligence. And I couldn't believe that there were not these vigorous safety studies that I always assumed were happening. That wasn't happening for these vaccines. And it's not the same as approval process as it is for, say, an FDA drug that has to go through all of these studies. It is different for a biologic, which a vaccine falls under. So I think a lot of people were really, really duped by the industry. But when we look at all of these chronic diseases that we have in this country, you mentioned many of them, autoimmune particularly. I really now am of the firm belief that we're all vaccine injured on some level, and we just fail to connect the dots. If you look at all of the chronic illnesses, all of the autoimmune conditions, think about your children now having all of these food intolerances and allergies and. The autism rates are through the roof. I think it's 1 in 33, maybe
I
now.
think it's, yeah,
It might
about
even be more. But you know, that wasn't a thing when I was growing up, and now we have. If you add the COVID vaccines, and I believe it's up to like 94 doses on the childhood schedule. So I think that much of it is contributory to that. Do you have a similar
I
thought?
mean, doing this now 4 years, meeting with people and, you know, learning everybody's root cause. I have narrowed down that every disease comes down to parasites, candida, heavy metals, or mold. Those are the four. And of course, you have like rare genetic things. But even now, we have an MTHFR kit that helps you methylate. But yeah, at the end of the day, all disease or dis-ease in the body is caused by toxin buildup. That's it.
And they're coming, listen, they're coming at us from every direction, whether it be the air that we breathe, the
Air,
water we drink, the food we eat,
the
now they,
perfume we
whatever,
wear, the lotion we
And
wear.
people don't think about the toxins that we put onto, you know, we just rub it into our skin because we like to see, you know, do you want to smell pretty? Do you want to rub all of these toxins? You know, you just, you've got to find a good, healthy balance. And there's so many things that people just don't think about. And we're really not, we're so conditioned in this country to not I mean, it's everywhere. We get assaulted, even things that seem to be healthy because everything is so greenwashed.
Yeah, like water. You expect to just drink a cup of water and it'd be okay, but it's filled with fluoride, pharmaceuticals, chlorine, like when is enough enough?
Exactly.
That's
And it's really unfortunate, but I think that a lot of people are starting to wake up and understand that we've been lied to for a really long time in this country, and around the world, really. When we look at the cancers, I just recently interviewed Megan Smith, who's a documentary filmmaker, and she did the documentary, A New Standard of Care. Because when we think about cancer treatments, and this is about alternative cancer treatments, when we think about that, the standard of care in this country for cancer is chemo, radiation, and therapy, and that's it. That's all we do. We provide at Remnant, we also provide advocacy services, and medical kidnapping is becoming a real issue in this country. We had a family reach out to us recently with a small child, and he was 7 or 8, recently diagnosed with cancer. And all the mother wanted was a second opinion and to learn about some alternative therapies. And for that, they called CPS on this mother and they literally put a restraining order against this mother so she could not be in the hospital. She could not advocate for her child any longer. So when we see things like that happening and we see CPS being weaponized against parents because they're asking the questions, they're waking up and they're doing their own research. Do you have any advice for these moms or anywhere that they can go for resources to learn more? Because unfortunately, going to their doctors, I've been in healthcare 27 years. Doctors don't most I won't say all of them, but the vast majority of them are not doing any independent research. They take what they get from the CDC, from the FDA, and they run with it because the system by design. When would they have time? They're all based on productivity. They're seeing patients every 5 to 7 minutes. They're herding them in like cattle. And your whole visit is typically what medications are you on and what prescriptions do you need today? And that's it.
Then we're going to charge you $1,000 if you
Exactly.
have
And you're
this.
not getting to the root cause of anything. And everybody's just, it's symptom management, symptom management. So do you have any advice for these people who are looking for more information, looking for ways that they can improve their health?
Yeah, so first and foremost, if you go to our website, restoredidentity.com, of course, you can click on the Learn More page. I have videos, I have a breakdown of how to cleanse your body. But also on my TikTok, which is at Amy Elohim, or Instagram or Facebook, I literally teach everybody everything that I've taught people how to make extracts, tinctures, their own tea blends. I teach you how to make everything. So at the end of the day, if you are in a position where you have a kid who has cancer or something and you just want a second opinion, message us. Like, we are open to everybody. We also just started a 508C1A for it is called Restored Identity Ministries, so that we can just help people who don't have the funds.
That's amazing. We went that route as well. The 508, that's the way to go. The Private Membership Association, that is the way forward, to get us outside of this system. Now, tell me about, we're here at Replatform, which is really about focusing on a parallel economy. What are your thoughts on, obviously, there's a need. There's a need for this. Can you tell me a little bit about like how you were trying to maybe strive and function in the economy that we have, the standard economy, and why you feel like this is the way to go forward?
Oh man, I really think that, Western medicine and holistic medicine is going to walk hand in hand together over these next 10, 15, 20 years, just as people start waking up and realizing and transitioning out. And I don't know, I think, I don't know, I'm sorry, I was waiting.
Oh, that's okay. My listeners know that that happens to me all the time. I call it menopause.
I hope I'm not there yet. Sorry, can you wait, Peter?
Just the now I lost my train of thought. We're just a great group over here. Now we're getting no, I was asking about the, with cancel culture, the increasing censorship and all of that. Is it crucial for like-minded businesses and professionals to come together and form this kind of freedom-centered parallel economy? Is that what you saw a need for it when you were trying to function in the regular?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah. And I also realized astronomical prices people were charging just to cleanse your body. I mean, our kits are not expensive at all. You're getting, Everything that you need. You're getting your binders, you're getting a 36-page booklet, a 7-day colon cleanse with each one, plus all the capsules you need. And all of our kits are under like
Oh my
$125.
gosh, that's
And they're
amazing.
all organic herbs, all certified lab herbs that we use. And we're just realizing, like, man, the way that people have just tried to profit off of even people just trying to do it the right way, like, let's not be a part of that system. So
Well, that's great. And I definitely want to talk further because we've been talking a lot about looking into that and starting like a type of customized kit for what for the people that we see at Remnant. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. If you've got something wonderful that's working and that's affordable, because that's the big thing for me. It's like we have to, health and wellness is just not for the rich and famous. I mean,
right.
it has to be for everybody. And, you know, I know we all have to keep the lights on, but, you know, for example, I have ivermectin that I make available to people and we're able to ship that worldwide to our clients. But I will never price gouge on my ivermectin. I make it available to our members at our
Same.
cost because there are lots of places where we can, you know, maybe make a little bit of a profit on things, but it's never going to be on a life-saving or potentially life-saving medication as far as I'm concerned,
Right,
you
I
know?
agree. Yeah.
So I think that's amazing that you're doing it. So I really look forward to talking to you further about that. What do you hope to gain from this replatform event?
Just connections. You know, I love seeing, like, there's a lot of things I didn't even think of. Like yesterday when Mark said his name from Bitcoin, he was up there just speaking about, like, I'm not here to sell you Bitcoin, but there's a whole world out here of Bitcoiners. You know, it's like, wow, I never thought of, like, we could totally accept another currency. Like, we are not forced to have to live by these standards anymore. We can literally pave our own new world, and people don't. You can either come with us or you can stay behind. But those of us who go forward, it's like, man, we've got this. We're no longer held back. I've been canceled by Stripe, Square, GoDaddy. I don't even know how many at this point. So it's like,
Yeah, and there's new. And I'm looking forward to talking. I think GabPay is the one that's here today, which is an alternate payment processor. And I haven't been canceled yet. I'm sure it's coming, you know. But I've got like I do Stripe and Square. I know it's been an issue for many people, but the problem is that none of these other alternative systems, and it's very much by design. They don't integrate with the website and the things that are hosting. And so we've really got to make sure that we have everything covered on this alternative side, that we have an alternative for everything because there's really a monopoly in this country and we get put in a box and we're not able to branch out. I've wanted to use these alternative payment processors. So hopefully I can talk to GabPay today and that's not an issue with them. But I'm so excited to meet you and love hearing about what you're doing at Restored Identity. Again, I will share all of your information in the show notes and definitely I'm going to have you back to do a full episode of Nurses Out Loud. I think would be
Thank you for
amazing.
having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeartRadio network. You can also listen on our media player from any web browser, anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, or Alexa, 24/7, great talk radio. All of our shows go to podcast the following day. You can hear them on apps such as Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcasts, and many more. Be sure to subscribe and rate the show on Apple Podcasts for me. Don't forget to check out our online store at americaoutloud.shop, where you can find all of the products that we represent on our network at a discounted rate, including Assia Redox, which I can personally speak to seeing fantastic results with, including better sleep, increased energy, improved mood, and a decrease in my joint pain. Use promo code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your purchase. I'll catch you on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
It's time and this is
why. Assia believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. Assia, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, HealthyCell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And HealthyCell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. code out loud.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to Nurses Out Loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nurse Kimberly Overton. Wherever you're listening from today and whatever you're doing, I thank you for giving me the gift of your time. Be sure to make AmericaOutloud.news your daily stop for all the latest news and happenings. We all must do our part and share the stories, the articles, the podcasts, and videos so we can help secure America's future. If you're just joining us, I've been sharing my continued coverage from the Replatform event in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's jump right back in with my interview with JP Sears. All right, we are back and I am here live at the Replatform event in Vegas and I am here with the incomparable JP Sears. I've been trying to get this guy on my show forever. So JP, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited. I was going to hunt you down and track you down until I got you on my show. So yeah. That was it, you know.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have to hunt me with bows.
No, exactly.
It's sort of easier this way.
So I'm excited. You know, we met, like I was telling you, we met 2 years ago at Defeat the Mandates in DC. You are a comedian, but bigger than that, you're a freedom fighter.
Yeah.
Would you say you identify more as a comedian or a freedom fighter?
Yeah, honestly, freedom fighter. Mm-hmm. I use the tool of comedy to deliver mm-hmm. a more meaningful message. And, you know, before the times of COVID, when people would come up to me and want to say hi, mm-hmm. they would all say, yeah, I like your stuff, you're funny.
Yeah.
But now it's very rarely do people say that. It's always like a thank you. You're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think everybody needs to laugh more. But to me, the messages, you know, the shared mission that we're on through our various paths, that is of primary importance.
Oh, 100%. And we need the levity. We do need the levity because these times are so dark. But at the same time, and I was a fan of yours before I ever realized you were the big, you know, freedom fighter and before I got into this fight. And I loved your work then. And then when I saw you coming out and just such strong support of what we were doing, I was just so thank you. Again, I will say thank you for everything that you're doing and bringing this message to the mainstream. These are dark times that we're in. And again, we need that laughter. We were crippled by fear from the mainstream media for so long. And we know what happens when we have people living in fear and isolation is our immune system takes a hit and, you know, we're going to be getting sick and ill and we're not in a good place. So you're here at Replatform. Tell me, what do you think is the reason why we need this parallel economy? Cancel culture is a huge problem, right? You've experienced some of that, I imagine.
Yeah, a little bit. And there's probably more I could have experienced, but what I've learned with cancel culture is it only works if you consent to it. So, you know, cancel culture, it's cancer culture.
Yeah.
It's you know, cells of humanity trying to attack other cells of humanity, but it only works if you consent to it. And people tend to consent to it through the bond of fear. If you fear losing what cancel culture could take away, then you're going to be controlled. But if you're willing to lose what they could take away, and by the way, they can't take away what really matters. They can take away stuff that will stress you out a bit. I mean, certainly many people have lost jobs. Someone in my position, what they can take away is a platform, status, money. But things on one's deathbed, you're not going to look back on, boy, I wish I would have betrayed my values so I could stay on YouTube. No. But then I think something else a lot of people don't realize is usually the things cancel culture can take away, usually they don't. It can happen. But if you're not willing to be controlled by the fear of it, cancel culture has no control over you. And then here we are at the deplatform event. And I think we all know the old saying at this point, we're living either through the Great Reset or the Great Awakening. I think it's the Great Awakening. And excuse me, I think what people are waking up to is our personal power. Instead of outsourcing all our power to centralized systems that then we're consenting to them controlling us, we're living in the Great Awakening where people realize we've had our power all along and we can choose to use it. And it takes courage, it takes self-responsibility, initiative, it takes a willingness to feel fear but do things anyway. So I think we're living in a time of decentralization and in all aspects of it, economically, but also like with our individual health. I mean, we all know trying to outsource our health and wellness to the quote unquote system, we see where that gets us. You know, 50% of people get heart disease, cancers, obesity. So we just see what outsourcing our power does for us, and it doesn't do anything really empowering.
Exactly. And I've been a part of the system 27 years. It's a sick care system. We do nothing to keep anyone well. And that's really what I wanted to focus on with Remnant Healthcare, was getting people, getting them healthy, getting them well. That's going to be our best defense against COVID, against any other virus that's going to come down the pike, is getting ourselves into optimal immune health. And the same can be true for nurses. There's actually studies done that nurses are like among the unhealthiest population you'll ever meet. And there's a lot of reasons, contributory factors for that. I find it very interesting that people just want to keep on going along with the system. And to your point, I say it often when I speak at events that, you know, we have to become comfortable with becoming uncomfortable, because until we do that, we're always going to be somebody's slave.
Yeah.
You know, and I become increasingly more uncomfortable by the day, but it's okay because I'm not a slave to the system.
Yeah. And I think that insight alone, it's an insight where any successful person, and you know, my measure of success is certainly, it's not necessarily money, but a successful person who's living a mission that's greater than themselves, they're contributing in a really positive way for the greater good around them. Any successful person has cracked that code where they're willing to get uncomfortable. But, you know, I know I'm a freedom lover and so are you. I think a principal way people give away their freedom without knowing it is the avoidance of discomfort. You're enslaving yourselves to not do the things that make you uncomfortable. But, you know, if we get past our little primal survival reflex that tricks us into believing something that's uncomfortable is bad for me, and it also tricks us into believing something that's comfortable is good for me, we flip that and paradoxically realize usually the things that are uncomfortable for us, whether it's exercise or being very mission oriented, you're going against the grain, your heart and soul are on purpose, you're getting a lot of flack, it's uncomfortable, but you do it anyway. Usually the things that are uncomfortable are the best things for us.
That's where growth happens. No growth occurs in your comfort zone. You have to get outside of that comfort zone. And that's when you're really going to start to grow. And I can't, you know, I was fearful. Of course, I was afraid when I did what I did. You know, I had been exempted from the mandates, but I would end up resigning my position. I was working telephone triage, but they wanted me to encourage the vaccine for children. Not only that, but they wanted me to call them safe and effective, period. We literally had a script that said to call them safe and effective. We had no way of knowing that. We had no long-term safety data. The short-term data was alarming, to say the very least, right? We all see what's happening, but we've been shouting it for 3 years now. So you know, where do we go from here? People are not going to come out of that comfort zone, and it's unfortunate. But more and more, like you said, more and more people are starting to wake up to what's been happening for just so long. I mean, decades.
You know, the old saying, waking up is hard to do.
Yeah.
The great awakening, you know, as we awaken, and awakening is a journey. We all have more awakening to do, but each layer of awakening, it's a new membrane of discomfort to go through. And I think we're all doing it at different speeds. Like, for example, you're awakening, you probably went through a lot of discomfort in a really short period of time. Other people, it's taken them 3 years to go through the first membrane. Yeah. And you're probably 20 membranes ahead. A lot of people here are. So there's an old saying by an IS Nin, I think is the author. And I think it really encapsulated. And the saying is, there came a time where the risk to remain tight in the bud was greater than the risk it took to blossom. So staying in the coffin of our comfort zone, we can only do that for too long before that gets uncomfortable. And whether it's the discomfort of betraying our conscience, the discomfort of the results we get only staying in that little status quo system oriented thing. And that can be a motivator where people, like, they need to see, going through pain, it's worth it. And if it's to get away from the pain of the coffin of their comfort zone, then that's a slow trajectory of awakening, yet it's at least a trajectory of awakening.
Was there ever a point where you were like, you know, were you questioning whether you were going to be very vocal about what's going on? Because did you stop and think, well, my career and what are people going to think? Or were you just kind of, you know how far you're just going to go forward? Because this is the very fabric of our country, of our future, the children. I mean, our future generations are relying on what we do in this moment.
Yeah, there came a time, not really where I questioned it, but I was acutely aware there was a choice. Yeah. And, you know, the choice was kind of play it safe, mm-hmm. don't get political, where, you know, freedom's now a political issue,
right.
as weird as that is.
Right.
So I could see, okay, there's a fork in the road, play it safe or stay true to my principles and values and where my heart and soul are oriented. And I knew, like, oh, it's a risk, but excuse me. I also realized there's a conversation I'm never willing to have with my son one day where I have to explain to him two things. One, what freedom was, and two, why his father didn't do anything to contribute to it while he had a chance. And so for me, I saw the choice, but it's like, well, there's no choice. And then I think there's also a paradox I realized, and I'd imagine you have too, where playing it safe with the state of our world right now, playing it safe, that's truly the most dangerous thing we can do, because history teaches us where things will go if we allow it by playing it safe.
Right. And the power, like you said earlier, the power lies with the people. It always has. And we just need to embrace our power, you know? And I'm so excited to let's talk about your video. The video I love the most is the life jacket video. That's my favorite. Because it points out the absurdity. But it does it in a really, I like to ask thought-provoking questions of people. I don't really like to go on the attack and attack people with different views. I just like to ask them thought-provoking questions. My favorite one is, you know, if patients were dying of COVID, like they're telling us millions of people are dying of COVID. Well, if that's the case, then why are we not pulling bodies out of homes? Why are we not pulling bodies off of the streets? The only place anyone is dying is in our hospitals. And it's because they're not dying of COVID. They're dying of the complete medical mismanagement, medical malfeasance, remdesivir, ventilator, death. Wash, rinse, repeat. That's what's killing all of these people. And your videos remind me of that, because it's just pointing out the absurdities and in a thought-provoking way.
Yeah, the absurdities are there for sure. Yeah. And they probably look really obvious to you and mm-hmm. I, but like when they're in the setting of the hospital, like there's plausible deniability. Yeah. It's like, well, they're in the hospital. So, you know, if that's where really sick people go. So the dying of remdesivir, ventilators, it's not as obvious, but portraying that same thing through the metaphor of the life jacket, as I did in the video, it helps the absurdity stand out, because they don't have the plausible deniability hiding spots.
Right, right. If you just want to ask those thought-provoking questions and they never have an answer, it's just, it's protocol. That's the only answer I got from the doctors when I watched them pushing early intubation on my patients, putting them on ventilators when they didn't need to be on them, not because they were in distress, but to protect the healthcare workers or contain a virus. It was the most egregious thing I'd ever seen in almost 30 years. And, you know, I made the choice, and like so many other people, there comes that proverbial line in the sand where we're going to say, no, enough is enough. I'm glad that you've done that. I'm more blessed than I've ever been in my life. You know, I haven't had a paycheck in 2 years, but you know what? I've never been more fulfilled with what I'm doing.
You're a woman of principle, and that inspires me. What inspires me most in the world is not so much what the literal actions and contributions a person is doing and taking, but standing on principle, because you had a lot to lose. And you just imagine if you kept your paycheck, how expensive that would have been for you to live in violation of your principles. I mean, that's what we call selling your soul. That is a very expensive thing to do, but standing on principles, standing on one's principles, that's people reclaiming their power and expressing it.
Right. And when I gave my resignation, and I told them right in my letter of resignation, I said, you know, I've mostly enjoyed my time here, but my values no longer align with HCA's, who I work for, Hospital Corporation of America, largest for-profit corporation in the United States. And I told them, my values do not align with yours any longer, so much so that I have actually felt morally compromised in order to keep with your company policy. And they just couldn't. They were like, can you please explain that? I'm like, well, you're killing people. Do you not see? Number one, you're killing people. Number two, do you not hear the same phone? All of our phone calls are reported. Do you not hear all of the people that are calling in, 18 to 35 years old with all of these having heart attacks on the phone? And I'm like having to tell them to hang up and dial 911 because it sounds to me like you're having a heart attack. People dropping dead. And I know that God bless him, Ernest Ramirez, or Ernesto Jr. People are dying, and we need more people speaking out. And so thank you for everything that you're doing and shedding light on this situation, because it's easy to just shove it under the rug and, you know, not talk about it. Then you're doing that. Let's talk about it really quickly. I've got you for like about three more minutes. I want to know what you're doing. I heard you're on tour. Tell me about your tour.
Yeah. Excuse me. It's COVID. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, just contagious. Come on. Yeah. This is really blow it severe. All over.
Yeah, tour, you know, I do stand-up comedy when I'm not on video. So usually I'm on the road, usually about two weekends a month, going to just different cities across the U.S. and Canada, doing my live shows. And afterwards, I typically have VIP Q&As, which are really great. Like, cool, the comedy, the show is done. But those Q&As, it's a really, I would call it almost a sacred time where I get to really just connect heart-to-heart with people. And you know how they say, like, soldiers who have been a foxhole together are really bonded. And I've never had the courage to be an actual soldier. But over the past 4 years, we've all been in a foxhole together.
Oh, yeah.
So getting to just connect with so many people who I already instantly feel so connected with, it really is a blessing to get out and do the live shows, stand-up comedy, and the Q&As.
Well, I will definitely be checking out the tour dates and seeing if I can make that work. I would love to come out and see a show. JP Sears, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
All right. As we close out this part two of this three-part series on the Replatform event, I also wanted to include bonus footage with commentary from another entrepreneur, the founder and CEO of Ascent Nutrition, Lance Shuttler, to get his take on a parallel freedom economy. Lance, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again, Kimberly. Definitely excited to be here.
Absolutely. Now, you were not part of this event, the Replatform event. You were not a speaker there, but I really value your input, and I wanted to hear your thoughts and your insight on the premise of a parallel economic structure. First of all, do you think it's necessary? And secondly, what do you think are some of the potential risks and benefits to making a departure like this from the conventional system?
Yeah, so I definitely support creating parallel economies. Obviously, we have to. The biggest reason is just everything that we've seen play out over the past, you know, specifically 4 years, but really throughout our whole life. I mean, look at how much the dollar has been devalued. We've been taken away They're taken off of God's money, which is gold and silver and other tangibles, and replaced with fiction fiat paper currency that's, you know, ultimately valueless. And obviously we've been put into this whole matrix system to siphon the wealth from the people, siphon resources from people, you know, just basically deconstruct our whole society. And we need to push back against that. And obviously we all have been, or many of us have been, in all these different ways. And it's so important to do it, because if we stay entrapped in their system, then we stay entrapped. And if we don't make the conscious choice to leave or do something different, we will just stay stuck in that hamster wheel. And they want us there. But obviously we want freedom and we want truth. So, you know, there's a lot of initiatives that have been going on, and Replatform is a great one. I mean, obviously I wasn't there, but I read a lot about it, and what they're all doing. And, you know, it's so necessary, because it's either we go into this communist, fascist, dictatorship that we're already sort of in, or we can step away from that and create true freedom and exit their systems and just not play their games.
Right. And what do you think are some of the hesitancy from people? Do you think it's just fear of walking away from, you know, or the unknown?
Yeah, I think that's what it ultimately comes down to. Because if you you can get to all the questions of, okay, well, why do you want to, or why are you choosing to buy this or do this or that? And it's always comes back to some sort of need. And then if you go down even further to, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to be part of this, you know, social ideology, or I don't want to speak out against this or that, it comes down to fear. And the fear of what? The fear of being judged by your friends or family, or society in general, and being outcast from society. And it's real. You know, it's definitely a challenge. We both know that, Kimberly, and everyone listening knows that too, that it's not easy doing the uncomfortable things that, you know, people around you first aren't going to either understand or like, or they're going to think you're absolutely crazy for doing it. But so much has played out, and I really believe the tide has shifted massively, that it's these alternatives in every way and alternative parallel economies that are booming, and it's going to keep booming because people in general just fed up with the norm. And even if they don't know it, you know, super, like if it's not super top of mind, they're not fully aware of, you know, the agenda that's been playing out. I think humanity and people as a whole are sort of reaching that tipping point of, whatever this is, whether I believe in it or not, like, I just don't want to do this anymore. It just doesn't seem right. There's got to be something else out there. There's got to be a different way to do this or that, or think about this in a different way. And I think it's just been sort of like this buildup to this point, and, you know, Replatform and all these other initiatives to create parallels is just going to keep accelerating, you know, because people want to opt out of their scam system.
Yeah, I agree. And I think even those of us who are aware, we still struggle, because there is such a monopoly on a lot of these different industries, particularly the tech industry. When we look at like payment systems, this is a big one for me. You know, there's multiple payment systems out there. There's Stripe and there's Square. And there are some alternative, more conservative based payment processing systems, but the problem is that the technology doesn't talk to it, that doesn't integrate well. So they really have made it very difficult. Even when we make that conscious choice to walk away, they make it very difficult to do. How do we get around that?
You know, it's a great question. I think it comes down to willpower and actually putting in the time and the effort to seek out solutions, or seek out what is the best next option. Food as an example. A lot of people don't look at labels, but a lot of people now are looking at labels because of social media and friends and family saying, hey, do you know actually what that is? Or have you even looked at what's in there? You know, this is one small example, but I think it relates, you know, really well, in that we have to make these conscious choices of doing this or going down a certain route, or trying something new, looking at information in a new way, so that we can get that new information and make different choices. You know, for me personally, I remember when I first started becoming aware of hey, I should just look to see what's in this food or what's on this label, what's actually in here. When I started doing that, you know, I started educating myself and I felt empowered to take it upon myself to start looking for other things, maybe a cleaner option or something that, you know, I like a little bit more for whatever reason. And, you know, it's those small things, but it relates to any other decision. You know, there's endless amounts of information out there. It just is a matter of someone's time and willpower to seek out what they want to do and maybe, you know, what's best for their life and their choices. So I think really it just comes down to willpower and taking the time and the effort, especially the mental effort, because we know many people do have the time. It's just that they put it off. They don't want to do it. But these are super important things. They're literally, as you know, Kimberly, and everyone listening knows, they're lacing our food with, I mean, toxic, terrible things. We could talk endlessly about that, but we all know they're putting in many, many different toxins, the pesticides, the heavy metals, nanotechnology, you know, all sorts of other disgusting things.
Right. And I think it comes down to a lot of, you know, comfort. People don't want to be uncomfortable. And when I say uncomfortable, that could mean like just making a conscious decision to maybe not get, you know, your coffee from a business that, you know, does not align with your values at all. People want their Starbucks. Starbucks does not align with my values in the least little bit. But many people won't even make that small change of going to like maybe a local coffee shop and getting their latte. They just get into that, like you said earlier, the hamster wheel, and they continue to do the same things over and over again. And they don't want to make the effort to be uncomfortable. And I say often, you know, until we become comfortable with being uncomfortable, then we're always going to be somebody's slave. And that proves true.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what it is. Like, people think that we're, as an individual, powerless. Like, oh, well, if I don't go to Starbucks today, what difference is it going to make? Like, you've heard that people say that about everything.
Yeah.
You know, who am I? I'm only one person. I'm not going to change it. They're not going to listen to me. Well, they may not listen to you, but it is the small little ripple effects, and it builds, and we can see it building. We've seen what has happened where we, the people, have come together in general, and we haven't overthrown them just yet publicly, but you know, we've essentially taken on this ruling class that has been here, and we've dismantled their weapons that they've used against us, which is the media. So many more people now are seeing through the media lies. Not everyone, of course, but so many more. Same with medicine. You know, you've lived that, Kimberly, of just the gaslighting, the bold-faced lies, the murder that's taken place in those places. And when they say they're doing the opposite. So we can make small changes, and then that can grow into big changes, especially if we start coming together in groups.
Right. I think, and you mentioned that people just don't feel like they have the time. And that's been my challenge. It's like, I don't have the bandwidth. I wanted to change payment processors, and I just came up against, it was like coming up against a brick wall. I was like, oh my God, I have to dig into all of this. And we have to, the process is so much more difficult. It's a little bit inconvenient, but we've got to be able to embrace those small inconveniences and look at the larger picture of what we're going to accomplish moving forward. Now, do you think that it's necessary to have this parallel structure, and do we kind of keep a baby toe in the conventional system, or do we just cut ties completely?
Another great question. I think it's individual and what everyone's situation is. For some people, that may not be realistic, like with everything. Maybe it is for everything. Or, hey, a person can do what they can do. You know, myself, you know, I've tried to opt out of basically everything that I can. In the old system, obviously, you know, that's not fully there. Like, I'm still using the iPhone, which is on, you know, controlled by Apple. All that, is Apple good guys or bad guys? You know, it's a whole thing, goes down to all those rabbit holes. So it's sort of like, who's actually controlling these things? And, if we opt out of that, is it, you know, going to be a good thing? But in general, you know, I think people should just take the steps that they can, even if it's something as simple as like, and this is one that I've commonly used with people, is, hey, don't or bring up toothpaste as an example, which is, hey, don't use the toothpaste that has fluoride in it. Did you know that there's other options out there? And did you know that fluoride is a neurotoxin and it lowers IQ, destroys neurons, you know, basically instantly. And that's like a good starting point for people. That's one example. You know, there's a lot of them out there that you can use, but little things like that to plant seeds, if they're already further along, you know, you can push the envelope and say, hey, did you hear about this? Or have you seen this solution? Or did you know that you, what you're doing right now, you could actually do a different way and support people and businesses that are, you know, patriot friendly, American friendly. They believe in God. They're not supporting these demonic agendas, things like that. I mean, you know, for some people that might be a little bold, but we need it. We need it right now because we're facing, you know, straight evil in what they're trying to do to us.
Absolutely. And I think the key takeaway here, Lance, is that we need to have options. And I think just each one of us doing our part and making these small changes as we're able to, and having options for people, that's the best that we can do. Well, I thank you so much for coming on and giving me your insight. It is always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you too, Kimberly. This is great.
That's all the time that we have for today, friends. But remember, we are here on the air 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. You can also catch the encore at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please be sure to tune in and listen to myself and my amazing sister nurses. As we walk you through all of these hot topics, we will empower you with information and education. We will advocate and we will stand in the gap for you because we are nurses and this is what we do. I'm your host, Nurse Kimberly Overton, and you can find me here every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. Until next time, be safe, be well, and God bless. Remember, we are in a war for truth. We are putting out a bounty on the real misinformation and exposing the purveyors of propaganda. No topic is off limits as we shine our lights and expose the darkness.
It's time.